swing cash. I call her swing cash.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Swing Cash, and welcome to She's Got Time. This is episode 18 as we continue to keep it moving. As I always do at the top of every show, I would like to thank you all for joining us and taking the time out of your busy day to rock with us. Every week, we like to start the top of the show with the week that was, the rewind. So just bringing y'all up to speed on the things that have happened with me over the last week. And this week's is a little tough because a lot has happened not only for me, but also throughout our country. I've been feeling the hurt and the pain from your tweets and people that have reached out. And for those of you who don't know or haven't heard, the death of Nipsey Hussle out in L.A. was a tragic death for a young rapper, entertainer that had meant so much not only to his community, but also to the basketball community, part of the community that I'm a part of, as well as so many young African-American and men throughout not only our country, but around the world for what he stood for and what he was doing in his own hometown, his community that he came up in. So first, I just want to send my deepest condolences to his family, to his fans, to his friends, everybody that loved him, that celebrated kind of his life and legacy. And just let you know that we are going to continue to pray for you all. But at the same time, I encourage all of you to continue the work that he was doing. And that is by making sure that we give back and not settle for what society says that we are. But we all can be better in different parts of our life. So as it continues to be a tough week, it's going to be a tough month. I just would encourage each and every one of you to reach out and touch somebody that you love and let them know that they are loved. Also, this last past week, you may have all read or heard that this upcoming year, I will not be continuing on in my role as Director of Franchise Development for the New York Liberty. I first would like to thank MSG as a company, Kristen Berner, who was also part of New York Liberty, and of course, Isaiah Thomas, for entrusting in me the last 2 years to not only retire from being a player, but to come into the front office and work on the both basketball and business side of the business to get a lot of key learnings, to be able to help the players on and off the court. It definitely was a learning experience for me. And I was really happy that I was able to contribute, and I look forward to continuing to do more things and grow in my career as I move forward. So thank you for your support. Thank you to the fans. Again, I'm sure I will see y'all at some Liberty games. I will definitely be rooting for the team. Thank you also to the players. Thank y'all for the messages. A lot that brought kind of tears into my eyes, but thank you. Y'all know where my heart's at, and you know that I love you guys, and I'll always, always be here for you. So also, this past week, as you know, this whole month of March, now that we're in April, I've been traveling with my family. I have to give a shout out to my family and to my husband, to my son, who allow me to be able to move and operate the way that I do, to be able to cover this tournament and keep me around the game. And I love it so much. So thank you for putting up with me, for hotel rooms, for traveling on planes. You're awesome. This is our last trip and we're heading to the Final Four. So hopefully I'll see some of you fans out there in Minnesota. I will not be attending the Women's Final Four because I'll be covering the Men's Final Four in Minneapolis. But I still would love to hear from you all. Make sure you're sending me your tweets. We're on social. Make sure you're reaching out to us at She's Got Time, at Swing Cash, on Facebook, on Twitter. We're on IG. You can find us out there. I love to hear from you all. You also can email us, and our email address is swinggottime@gmail.com. So that was kind of my wrap up the week that was. And before I get to my little surprise for you all from this week, one of the things that I've learned about myself throughout this traveling and being on the road and making sure I take care of myself and my family, a really cool snack I want you guys to all go and check out, a protein bar that's been really helping me out, is RX Bar. Make sure you're picking it up. You know, I try to eat as clean as I possibly can, but being on the road, it's a great snack to throw in my bag. So to all my ladies, I know a lot of y'all working out, on-the-go moms, check out the RX Bar, and also drink more water and mind your business. That's what I like to do. Drink water, mind my business, and eat healthy food whenever I can. but yes, and besides that, I also have a little treat for you. I have an interview this week that I was able to do, and I can't wait for you all to check it out. Here you go. Hey everyone, so I am super excited to have our guest on the show today. Her name is Tonda Lindsay. Tonda, welcome to She's Got Time.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. So thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So I just want to just briefly introduce who you are, but also want to give you an opportunity just to give a few kind of nuggets or gems on your background as well. But everyone, I'm super excited to have Tonda on the show today because there's been so many things that have been happening, obviously, throughout our country. And you guys have heard me here on She's Got Time in the past say it, that I feel like women are just under attack in so many different ways, not only the physical or the mental, but from corporate to the Me Too movement, things that have been coming out, even to things that are happening with R. Kelly. It just seems we're in a space and time now where women are kind of owning back who they are and taking control of their voice, the narrative, and making sure that they are protecting themselves. And so that's why I'm super excited to have Tonda on She's Got Time, because Tonda, decorated officer that has police experience that expands over a decade. She obviously has experience in the metro area. Tonda also teaches self-defense classes. She also is a public speaker. She also does a number of workshops that we'll get into on the podcast, but she also is an entrepreneur and owns her own business, Empowered Defense. And the reason why I wanted to have Tonda on the show is because not only is she a woman that has been in law enforcement, that also goes out and speaks and helps other women learn how to protect themselves, she also is all about women and empowering us and giving us the tools that she's learned. So Tonda, again, welcome to the show, but briefly just kind of give a couple of gems about kind of what made you go into not only being an entrepreneur, but starting your own business and wanting to do something that is strictly about women and learning self-defense, but empowering themselves mentally, physically, emotionally, and everything else.
Awesome. Well, I mean, pretty much, like you said, I'm all about women and empowerment. And as an officer in Atlanta for over 10 years, I just constantly came across, the same kind of scenarios where we weren't being empowered, where we didn't have knowledge and the tools to really deal with what we were facing domestically, you know, maybe at the home through abuse, whether it's at the workplace, which, you know, I personally experience, marginalization. So whether it's domestic violence, sexual assault, or just every day, we are constantly being faced with violence towards women. And then on top of that, just these microaggressions from, you know, being in male dominated places, you know, society in general. And so this is a time where I'm excited to be in with, like you said, the Me Too movement and stuff like that, where we are taking our voice back, we're taking our power back. But I'm excited to just teach and empower and share what I know with the community, because there was a void there. And you know, many times we talk about the problems, but we're not talking enough about solutions and what we can do and what we do have control over. So that's what I focus on, you know.
Yes, and that's that's what I really loved about kind of your story and wanting you to be on the podcast, because not only did you recognize that there was a void, you tried to figure out, okay, well, what's the solution? And then that entrepreneur kind of spirit kicked in. So can you tell us, just kind of starting out your business, you told us just briefly why it was important to you, but starting out, what were some of maybe the pitfalls or things that you learned along the way as far as being an entrepreneur and wanting to be in this space?
Yeah, so some of the challenges were honestly just not knowing when I tell people what I do from the very beginning, there's always an acknowledgement of like, yes, this is needed, but it is another thing to actually get people to, you know, come to a class with and be proactive about their safety. So the mindset of this is something that is high priority is not always there.
Right.
So that was always a challenge for me, because I'm like, this is something that, you know, we need on a daily basis to kind of just handle life. And so what now, the atmosphere that has kind of triggered maybe boosting up that priority, self-defense on the priority list, unfortunately, you know, people are talking about it for the wrong reasons, I guess, or have led into it for the wrong reasons, you know, with the R. Kellys, the Weinsteins, and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, however it happened, I'm glad that it happened. And people are, women are taking their safety, you know, more seriously and being proactive about it. Because a lot of times, you know, when you go to a class, it's usually after something happens. And I'm trying to prevent that from happening.
Right. And that's the one thing that a lot of times you hear other women, and we're always saying, well, not me, it's not going to happen to me, or I feel that I can defend myself. Or there's even, I've even heard some women say, well, what am I really going to be able to do if a guy is bigger than me, stronger than me? And so you're directly speaking to those women because you have the answer in these classes. You can give them some key learnings, correct, that can help them. At least one of the statistics I was reading was about how women who at least resist and have their odds at least there to potentially either get out of the situation or be able to get help of some sort. So it's not like because you resist that the numbers are higher, it means that you're either going to lose your life or something bad's going to happen.
I'm so glad you said that, because that's the myth. You know, a lot of it is a perception that is not true. So the fact of the matter is, you know, a lot of times fear, you know, speaking of fear, with you think because you fight back, you resist, that you're going to be injured in a greater way, right? Mm-hmm. You just do what he says, it'll be over, whatever. But that's not necessarily the case. If you fight back half the time, you're going to deter that person from continuing to attack you. Because the reality is, there are two things that somebody who's a predator or attacking you, they're afraid of. That's getting hurt and getting caught. So they're relying on the fear that you have to control you. Mm-hmm. And if you fight back, that's going to either get them caught or get them hurt. And so they want somebody that's easy to control. So don't, for everyone listening, please do not think that, you know, fighting back is going to get you hurt quicker or, you know, at a higher rate, because it is not.
Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to briefly also ask you this question about, we just saw in the news, this young lady in South Carolina, the student that got into apparently the wrong Uber from what the reports say. And things like that, as simple as just being in the wrong place at the wrong time, doesn't necessarily mean that somebody has been a kind of a predator and they're after you. But sometimes you'll just get into a situation. This young lady unfortunately lost her life. And it made me think about the fact of, you never know when it's going to be you. And so at what age do you think it's important for women to start learning some different techniques from a self-defense? Because sometimes I feel like women think, as I get a little bit older, then that's when I should start doing it, or when I'm living by myself. But here's a young student that was in college and was attacked. And I just wonder, what age should we start having these conversations?
I think the conversations should start as children. And they should graduate, you know, age appropriate conversations should increase, you know, as the child gets older. But I've taught maybe 7 or 8 is maybe the youngest that I've taught, you know, elementary kids, and they pick it up so quickly. So mm-hmm. What you want to just do is physically kind of get them in the mindset of defending themselves and muscle memory and like what to do in certain situations. But also just dialoguing with them in a way that's age appropriate about, you know, what to do, what to look for, and safety precautions. So
it's right.
Never too young, in my opinion.
That's right.
Too late. That's the problem.
Right. Yeah. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, because my next question was definitely going to be, just give, if you have the numbers there, how many women and young girls are attacked in the U.S. yearly?
Well, of course, it depends on, you know, what statistics you're looking at. You'll get different numbers. But in general, the National Crime Victimization Survey back in 2016, they estimated 320,000 incidents of rape and sexual assault every year in the U.S. And most of those, of course, are women, over 80%, I would say. But every 92 seconds, another person is sexually assaulted. 20% of the women in the U.S. will experience, you know, some kind of rape or an attempt on their life, at some point in their life. So it's very common. I don't know any woman out of my friends or acquaintances that either themselves haven't experienced it or know somebody. So the fact that the degrees of separation are not that many makes it to me a very important thing to start attacking and, you know, having more dialogue about so we can help prevent it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I can't, over 300,000, like, yeah. What's amazing to me is that people will hear the numbers on this podcast and they're like, wow. But then it's like, all right, let's be shocked because it's there. But then what's the next step? And so you've already told us, like, there's no, the younger, the better, because young girls should know and have some tactics or things that they should do and how they should be aware of how to defend themselves or what to look for. So I guess with you now having your business and you're empowering people and learning about self-defense, do you get more requests from schools? Do you get corporations? Because I would think that schools, whether it's elementary, middle school, whether it's corporations, would want to bring somebody like you in to talk about these things or to partner with you somehow to set up some workshops of some sort. So tell us kind of where the business is right now so that my listeners who have networks that are out there in different parts of the country or the world could kind of tap into your resources.
Honestly, you would think that schools would be more apt, but I think a lot of just our society in general thinks that they don't talk about it, or if they talk about it, that they are promoting it or encouraging it. So
that's when it comes to
high schools and, you know, maybe younger schools, not as much, but it's more so like the private sector, the groups of, and I do volunteer at schools, but it is, You would think it would be easy, but it's actually more of a challenge to get schools to really like stop dragging their feet about it. And that reminds me of maybe a couple years ago, there was a high school that a friend of mine taught at out here in LA. And, you know, I talked to her about, hey, because she was a teacher. Hey, you think, you know, I can come talk to your girls because she taught softball. About, you know, just doing a class for them, et cetera. And so she talked to her principal. Either way, it didn't happen that year, and because they dragged their feet. And then the next year, the beginning of the school year, they had like two or three young ladies that were raped.
Wow.
So not that, you know, was the cause or anything, but it's like we have to equip our girls. We have to equip each other with the tools they need to be able to really defend themselves. Because most of the time, you're assaulted by somebody you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it even harder to, you know, really defend against, to tell on, because there's so many other, I guess, emotions or relationship, if you have a relationship with that person. And it's the same with like domestic violence and things too. I mean, we see that. So we always think it's the stranger, which it can be. But a lot of the time, 75% of the time, it's somebody you know. So that's why we have to start practicing what to look for, how we're going to respond, you know, all those things, because it is difficult.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm glad you're saying this, and it's got my mind kind of the wheels in my head spinning. But before we even continue on, Tonda, tell them where they can find you and how to get in touch with you. Give them your social media handle, give them website, whatever you can right now. And we're going to continue on after that.
Sure. So I can be followed on Instagram and Facebook at Empowered Defense. You can get the book, F Fear, A Modern Day Women's Self-Defense Guide on the website and find out, you know, more about me as well, and book your sessions on the website at myempowereddefense.com. And it's April is Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. So this is a great time to, you know, contact me and really learn more about what you can do.
Okay, yeah, you know, I was jumping to the book after that. So what made you want to, first of all, write a book? And I know for me, it and being an author myself,
It takes a lot out of you, especially when you're turning to a book. And I know, like, when I speak to other authors, they're like, ugh, girl. But for you, what made you want to write this book and really give, kind of put it out there into the world? Because that's always the scary part. Once you give that final okay and it goes, you always think about, could I have done this different or that different? But I just released it and was like, okay, I feel great about it. But tell us just a little bit more about the book.
Well, you really hit it right on the head, because it definitely was very challenging. And you're always like, oh, I could have done something better. I could have done this differently. But the book is a fear, and part of writing it was facing that fear. So I had to just let it go. So anyway, what led to the book was, number one, my business coach pushing me.
We all got one of those, right?
Right. Number two, just the need, because I would be in class, and you only have so much time, you know, hands-on teaching physically how to escape situations and defend yourself. But really, self-defense is a mindset. So there's so much more that goes into it that I couldn't get into, you know, 1 hour class or something that we could be doing every day. So the book more so focuses on that mindset part of it. So the intuition, the awareness, you know, scenarios, what to look for, you know, really how to conquer your fear and get on the other side of it and take control. And not allow it to cause you to freeze. You know, you want to take that fear and move action, have it move you into action. So it's a holistic book that really is a life book, mm-hmm. but it's just kind of in the mindset of self-defense. It definitely will help you reduce your risk of attack and really understand how these perpetrators and predators operate. But not only them, but really understanding what maybe some of your weaknesses are and some of the things that we are doing as women that attract us as a target, or put kind of a bullseye on ourselves as a target that we don't even know about.
Yeah. So can you just give us just some top line items? You just briefly mentioned about things we don't necessarily know about. Is there one or two things that you're like, hey, ladies, this is something, this is what I'm talking about. And this is just kind of a taste of what they can get whenever we're, you know, at a workshop, at a class, or even a session.
Yeah. So one thing that comes to mind, which another incident, I pull from a lot of scenarios. So out here in LA, there was just one maybe a few weeks ago where a young lady was attacked, and thankfully a bystander kind of stepped in and interrupted that. But she was walking downtown LA on her phone, head down at night, and not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things that we can do and easily correct is just paying attention, right?
Right. You
know, we're in this cell phone era, and it's easy to get distracted, but we have to be mindful of those things. So, you know, making sure we have our head up, you know, looking around, taking in what is going on, because that can be read as you're vulnerable, which you are, because you don't see it coming. And that's what happened. She got attacked from behind, didn't even see the guy running up on her. Another situation, same thing at the gas station. So distractions and paying attention can thwart a lot. And another thing is just intuition. So, and again, these aren't tools that are physical. This isn't having a weapon or, you know, pepper spray. These are things that are within you already. You just need to pay attention, right? So not being distracted, and the other is listening to ourselves. So a lot of times we know when something doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
We have something in our gut. We, you know, have that sixth sense that, you know what, I need to leave this area, but we can't explain it. It may even be the hair standing up, you know, on the back of your neck or on your arm. But a lot of times as women, we discount ourselves and we don't believe ourselves. We have to have, you know, a logical explanation for something. And really that's the fear signal, the warning signal that is trying to keep you safe, even though you can't explain it. So I really want us to start listening to ourselves. That feeling, we just need to listen to it.
No, and I love all the things you just said, because I think it's so important. And one of the things that I was just even going to mention as you were talking about it, a lot of times, whether it's at night, it's during the day. And obviously for me, even living and being in New York, people are constantly, everyone's on their phone. Everyone's looking for their ride share. It doesn't matter if it's Uber, if it's Lyft, whatever. And you're trying to do that. You're also trying to do email and you're not really paying attention to what's going on around you. And people, you know, some of my homegirls in my group chat, we laugh about it and they joke with me on it, because I tell them, like, a lot of times, like, I grew up in the projects. And so my hood sense, like, comes out in certain situations where it's like, yeah, if I'm in a certain room, or if I put my back to a wall, or if I'm, you know, looking like where an exit is, it's innate in me, because it's like, it's how I grew up. It's what I know. But it's like, when you think of kind of growing up and in the projects, a lot of times people think, oh, well, everything was bad. And I'm like, no, there were a lot of life lessons and things that I learned that even when I'm in corporate America to this day, or if I'm in a boardroom or in a meeting, it just kicks in. And that's why I love the fact that you said just paying attention and observing what's happening around you. Because as women, you know, we already, yeah, men are bigger and some are stronger. But if we position ourselves in the right way, we're able to at least give ourselves time, protect ourselves, or even you may scare off a perpetrator who realizes that you're onto them before they even try to pounce.
Yes, I'm so good. That is exactly it, Swin. Like, you have to put that perception out there, and perception is protection. Mm-hmm. And
girl, I love that. Say it again. What perception is? Whoa.
Perception is protection. Like, there is, and honestly, I love sunglasses, right? Mm-hmm. And part of the reason I've been wearing them since I was a kid, and part of the reason is because I can sit there and look around and see what's going on and not have people really know where my attention is. I know it sounds crazy, but I mean, it's perception. So people can't see my eyes. And you think I'm looking at you, but I may not even be looking at you.
So, right?
To me, that's just another barrier, another level of protection, because I can't be read as easily. So just, mm-hmm. You definitely have to put that perception out there. You know, I do the same thing. I go to restaurants. Make sure I'm facing the door so I can see what's coming in. So I'm not taken by surprise.
Mm-hmm. So what's unique about Empowered Defense in comparison to kind of other instructors or martial arts teachers? Or, I mean, there's so many people that may talk about they're in this space, but what separates you from the pack?
You know, the number one thing I think initially, of course, is just the fact that I'm a woman, I'm a female, and there's so many instructors out there that are male, which is fine, but that's just the nature of the business. However, a lot of women may not feel comfortable in that space, especially if they, you know, are a survivor. That may be a trigger initially for them, so they may feel more comfortable with a woman. And the fact that I've had, you know, police experience, that definitely allows me to have a different kind of perspective when it comes to that. And understand in a different kind of way. And what I teach is kind of unorthodox in that way, because I start women out in the worst position possible. So if you take a class, you will start by learning how to escape the worst position, which is you are about to be raped or sexually assaulted. And then I work backwards from there. Because again, self-defense is a mindset. So mentally, if you know that you can escape the worst position possible, everything that's going to come before that, comparatively anyway, will be easier. So it's a little unorthodox, but it's a great way, because a lot of times you start with, okay, you know, the little stuff, a grab or something like that. But no, you start from learning how to get out of that worst position, and everything before that, you know mentally, okay, I can still fight. I can still fight. Because if I get to that level 10, I know I can get out of that.
Yeah. Well, Tonda, I appreciate you coming on She's Got Time and sharing not only kind of your background, but also what you're doing with your business, Empowered Defense. Now, I want all you ladies that are out there and gentlemen, especially y'all that own businesses or that are in corporate and you have different workshops and functions where you're bringing guest speakers in, let's start thinking outside the box. Let's start being a little bit more progressive about not only just doing campaigns that we're supporting women, but actually putting some resources behind it. And I think Tonda and her business are phenomenal and would be excellent for anybody to try to bring in and learn more about it. And just when I was reading up just on your business, Tonda, one of the things that I loved about it is like you have classes that start at the basics and then you gradually bring people into the workshops and you're out there speaking. And I know you're not just in LA right now. I know you're in LA, but you can travel all over, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I've done a church in Phoenix. I've been at the National Veterans Foundation. I've done Atlanta, Texas. I go everywhere, wherever they call.
Awesome. Well, I know that you will hopefully be getting more calls, and we need to make sure that women are protecting themselves on all levels. I think your business and just speaking and making sure you're getting the word out there is going to help deter a lot more of these attacks happening because women will be empowered. And that's what I really want the message to be here on She's Got Time is like, look, we have resources. And when we talk about women supporting women, this is the way that you can definitely do that. So Tonda, again, give them your social media handles, the website, so they can go to it and be able to reach out and just speak to you and learn more about what you're doing with Empowered Defense.
So you can reach me at Empowered Defense on Instagram and Facebook. And the website is myempowereddefense.com. You can purchase my book, F Fear, on the website. It's a modern day women's self-defense guide. You can call me or text me at 323-302-2967. And you can see me at Black Girls Run, their Sweat With Your Soul conference this September. I'll be in Charlotte. So definitely, if you're a runner, come out and take my session in September.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tonda, and keep spreading the word, keep pushing forward. Like we always like to say, women supporting women is what we need today, tomorrow, and into the future. So thank you very much. And we'll look forward to hearing more things and bigger things even coming from Empowered Defense.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Again, I want to thank Tonda for coming on She's Got Time and sharing not only her story, but some great information for all of you ladies out there and gentlemen to make sure that we are making sure our girls are taken care of and have that defense that they need to protect themselves. All right, y'all. So thanks again to Tonda. I appreciate her coming on She's Got Time. An amazing woman, great story, and what she's doing right now is so needed in our country. So make sure you check her out. Go to her website, follow her on social media, because Empowered Defense is doing amazing things. Next up, we have our Take a Seat, Take a Bow, Level Up, and Straighten Your Crown. This week's Take a Seat, this one cuts me to the core, but I have to say it. I'm telling all the haters out there or people that have a problem with other people's success, you should take a seat this week, next week, and for the remainder of the year until you figure out what insecurity is in you that makes you hate somebody else who's been able to achieve success. See, I'm one of those people that believe that what's for you is for you. What you work for, you will attain. And what you believe in needs to turn into actions that can help you get your success. There's too many people out here that have jealousy, that have hate, that have vengeful spirit that is not conducive or good for anybody, whether it's in your family, your friends. See, because as we've seen and we continue to see, the people closest to you, the ones that smile in your face, the ones that say they support you and got your back, are the same people that as soon as you turn around and walk away, just taking and stabbing that knife right in your back and twisting it. See, those kind of people to me usually end up with karma coming back around to them. But instead of putting that negativity out there with karma coming back to them, I'm going to put positivity out there. We're going to ask all those haters that don't like to see successful people, don't like to see people that you grew up with or people that you know winning. How about you just close your eyes and take a seat and not watch somebody else thriving? Because if that's going to infuriate you or make you jealous, you're not the type of people that I want in my circle, I want around me, or I even want close enough to even see me a mile away. So all you haters out there that got a problem with somebody else because they're winning, yeah, this week, you could take a seat. Next up, my take a bow. And my take a bow is going to go out to all those community activists out there that are right now rallying around our country, trying to be in communities, these impoverished communities that are trying to be out there and make sure there's legislation is being passed that's going to help people, whether that's prison reform, whether that's changes you want to see in the medical field, whatever the case may be, community activists are so important. And I want you all to take a bow because you're doing some omens work right now. You are the people that are at the front of the line, the middle of the line, the back of the line. And you know your passion and your purpose and you're fighting, you're standing true to who you are and for the people. So this week, take a bow because we appreciate you, we love you, and continue to do the work. Continue to do the work each and every day. And lastly, my level up and straighten your crown, that's going to go to the new mayor of Chicago. Yes. First African-American woman. Yes. Also the first woman from the LGBTQ community that went out there and won and wasn't supposed to win, went against the establishment, but she won. Because people in Chicago want to see change. So Lori Lightfoot, congratulations to you, Miss Mayor, and I look forward to seeing the change that you will bring to Chicago for all of the people. And my positive note of the day to you all is going to come from Nipsey Hussle that I heard my husband post on his IG. And the positive note was, find your purpose or you're wasting air. And it was so powerful to me when I heard my husband say, this verse was from Nipsey Hussle, find your purpose or you're wasting air. So my challenge to all of you today is every time you take in a deep breath and you know that you haven't found your purpose yet, keep grinding every day in order to find that. What makes you happy? What makes you want to wake up every day? What makes you want to go out there and get it? Find that, hone that, and then put that back out into the world. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. Salute to everybody out there with positivity and is doing their best in this world to make it better and shine in light. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Let's stay together. Keep moving forward. Keep pushing forward. And like always, I appreciate y'all joining us right here on She's Got Time. Peace.